Monday, January 11th. There is still that sense of the lull before the storm, and the calendar is relatively free, which meant that I spent most of the day working on inaugural plans. Then about 3:30, went to Mrs. Celebrezze's party for Martha Hodges, meeting practically every cabinet wife there. Quite a few from the embassies, Signora Finiottia of Italy, Madame Platza of Austria. Some of the good-hearted inaugural workers had slipped off a moment at the party. Lindy Boggs, Jane Freeman, Bethine Church. They were talking about inaugural affairs and how much they liked Woody. And I found myself telling them, in a completely unself-conscious way, about how he'd been my vice president in charge of everything when we entertained Mexico's president, Lopez Mateos, in 59, when I was happily innocent of the ways of protocol and the requirements of a visiting chief of state. And then I looked over my shoulder and saw a reporter with a pencil. How difficult it is to be natural when everything you say or do may either appear in the paper or at least be talked about. Well, I'll give it a try. I'm real sad to see Martha Hodges and Luther go. I remember our wonderful whistle-stop trip together. They added dignity and stature to all 1,800 miles, 8 states of it, and talked to every one of the visiting VIPs. And I've been hurt and chagrined at some of the stories that would make you believe Lyndon didn't give him courteous notification about Connors. I think it must see the workings of some underling rival in the department, and not Luther's own feelings. He's had a most extraordinary career. Coming up from a poor childhood, he was a mill hand worker himself, I believe, at the young age of about 12, and then making his own way in business until he was head of some big mill operation, I think it was Fieldcrest, and then deliberately deciding to devote the rest of his life to public service, which has included the eminent posts of Governor of North Carolina and Cabinet member under 2 presidents. It was fun, and I miss women friends, the sort that I saw there this afternoon, good ones, when I have for several months seen people mostly by thousands and not by twos and threes and dozens. Back at the White House, I called Lindy and Trudy Fowler and Ann Chapman and Scooter Miller, asking Lindy, the first one I reached, who was still working among our good volunteers, our special friends down at the committee, to come over and have a drink and a swim with me. They arrived about 7. We spent about an hour and a half in the warm luxury of the pool. I did swim 26 laps, reviewing inaugural business and problems and amusing incidents while we had a couple of drinks. Lyndon was not so late for dinner tonight, just 9 o'clock, and Lucy sat with us. We've scarcely seen her in days and days. She's been studying so hard. All of the people from whom we buy clothes or get services, from Earl Williams, Lyndon's shirt man, to Jean-Louis, are being sought out and put under the microscope like insects on the point of a pin. I don't blame them for not knowing what to do or say, but how I do love the anonymous ones who escape. So far, Mr. Pear has. And there are quite a few purchases and gowns that I never paid or heard of. All slightly annoying and trivial. I wonder if the answer is, try to feed them something more substantive. I certainly haven't, because I have been Alice sit by the fire since the election, and I've enjoyed it.